Compared to his forays into Britain, Caesar's intelligence operations against the Gauls were far more widespread and far more effective. In combat, he became famous for using exploratore and speculatore, both of whom subsequently became integral parts of Roman intelligence throughout the empire. The exploratore were cavalry scouts mostly involved in reconnaissance. In contrast, the speculatore worked on foot, delivering dispatches, infiltrating enemy camps, and doing reconnaissance. The importance of the speculatore to Caesar's operations is illustrated by the fact that unlike any other unit, the speculatore were always executed upon capture by Rome's enemies. Another important innovation by Caesar in the Gallic Wars was the establishment of a regular network of secret messengers. Like all other Roman generals, Caesar relied heavily on the interrogations of prisoners of war. Unlike most other generals, for sensitive interrogations, he only used Roman bilinguals instead of sympathetic natives who were likely to be disloyal. Another distinction was that Caesar almost always distrusted deserters, and he rarely used deserters for information unless they were of very high rank. This was one of the ways he was able to successfully shield himself against deception operations. At the same time, Caesar frequently used deception tactics against the Gauls. One example was in 54 BCE, when with only 7,000 troops under his command, Caesar was able to defeat an army of over 60,000 strong. Intentionally building his camp small and with weak fortifications, Caesar was able to lull the Gauls into a false sense of security, leading them to rush a disorganized attack of his camp. Caesar then unleashed his cavalry and easily defeated the Gauls with his highly disciplined and well-trained Roman units. Through the effective use of intelligence and deception, Caesar's army of 7,000 defeated a French force of some 60,000 men. Caesar is also recognized for innovative counter-espionage methods, most famously his Greek cipher. While an incredibly simple and weak cipher by today's standards, it was leagues ahead of the common practice at the time of hiding messages on messengers. Another counter-espionage system used to advantage by Caesar was Gaius Marius's two-letter system, which helped detect treason. The system worked by sending a package to an ally with two letters. The first letter was an instruction not to open the second letter until a specified date. Before that date came around, Caesar would request the second letter back, if the ally was unable to return the second letter, implying that the ally had opened it, then Caesar knew that they could not be trusted. The counter-espionage tactic that proved to be the most valuable to Caesar was his emphasis on strong security around centers of command and control. With a secure system of sentries that watched all traffic in and out of his camps, Caesar was able to cut off the flow of information to his enemies, and in this way he neutralized the impact of any enemy spies that did manage to infiltrate his legions. Finally, playing off of his skill as a propagandist, Caesar successfully carried out psychological operations, or psyops as they are known today, both against his enemies and against his own troops. These tactics reached a peak during the struggle between Caesar and Pompey for control of the Roman Republic, when Caesar routinely falsely announced victories to build up his support among the Roman population. This support became invaluable as local populations began signaling to Caesar all of Pompey's movements, giving him a great tactical advantage.